appearance.
Blog Talk Radio.
We have only skimmed the surface of the history of African civilizations, and there are wide gaps in our knowledge. Among the riddles of ancient Africa are: where did the Negro come from? What happened to the Kushites after their defeat? Where did the sculptors of Benin learn their remarkable skills? We haven't even begun to penetrate some of these mysteries. Yet, growing knowledge and interest in Africa is rediscovering a world we never knew. And many Negroes are examining for the first time the values that were lost.
My name is Yoram Azik, and I'm a good guy.
Yo. What up, everybody? This is your boy, Yoshe. And I am doing a one-hour call-in show. It's available for you to call in now. I want to go back to OBS for whatever reason. I've been having some issues here. Thank you guys for being here, right? Because I know you guys probably don't know about this situation that's going on tonight. But go ahead and call into the number that you see on the screen. And we're going to talk about this for about an hour, all right? Check this out. I want to ask you guys a question. Should you, let's say in the past, if you made a mistake, let's say, for example, you were on a Facebook post and you were talking about some shit and you made a Facebook post or a Twitter post. You said something about another race or about women or anything like that. Somebody's able to pull up that Twitter post or Facebook comment, and that stops you from getting a job that you were already guaranteed, you were already able to have. But they go back into your past and say, hey, man, I mean, we won't let you come work here, but unfortunately, you said something on a YouTube comment, you made a YouTube video, you did something like that. And so because of that, we cannot hire you. Like, seriously, how would you feel, right? Now, here's what I want to know from you guys tonight. There is a situation with this young guy named Kyle Kasha, okay? He's a conservative political activist. There was a shooting, it was called the Parkland shooting or something like that. That was in Florida. And he survived that. And, but the guy is like a, I don't know, like a Trump supporter or something to this name. Smart guy. Jewish kid. White Jewish guy. What happens is somebody dropped a dime on him. He made some racist text and comments when he was 16 years old. He's now 18 years old. And he was talking about black people. He used the N-word. He did all of these things. Harvard, however, rescinded his admission. He was supposed to be in the class in 2023, but after reviewing these racist texts and comments he made, they said, we're not letting you in our university. Not letting you in the university. So, here's what I want to know. Should Kyle Cashew, even though he said all of these things, should he be given a second chance? Now, there are some people, I've been watching a few videos. I know Brandon Tatum made a video about it. I didn't hear his comments, although I sort of feel like I know what he's going to say. But some people may say, I see Professor Mitchell, he's saying that the country's a little bit too liberal on that, okay? And I don't know, if I don't get any callers, I'll open up a panel because I was going to do another show, but this one was just too good to pass up. Let me ask you this, how many of you in the chat think that it's okay? That, all right, he said that 2 years ago, he might not feel that way right now. He should give him a chance. Press 1 if you think he should give him a chance. Press 2 if you think that he shouldn't. Let's find out here in the chat. Somebody said that's a community college. Okay. 2, he shouldn't. 1, okay, 1, you should not, okay. 1, no, okay. So let's make it a hell of a show. Let's do this. The phone number is there in the queue, right? And I'll stay on as long as we take calls on that. I want to know, because this is a, you know, if we can't do that, I'll open up the panel. But what would you guys think? What do you think? Or I'll open it up free for all. I want to know your opinions. Call in to the show, 646-666-2519. I will take your call right now on it. I will give you guys 10 minutes to do so. If not, we'll just open up a panel real quick and let some people talk. But I'm trying to get some people, but this was too good for you to pass up. I have to do this. Yeah, man, it's almost 3 in the morning. What's up, Jay? Shout out to my brother, he out there in Virginia. So, I wanted to do this for an hour, right? 2, tell me this is 2, no. Bear down, 2, no. Okay. I'll see if we get called, 646-668-2519. If not, what I'll do is I can send the link to Professor Mitchell. I can send it to George. I'll say that to anybody who wants to debate the topic tonight, I think it's a good discussion. Now, the article that I'm reading here, is written by, I think, a conservative. Let's start with the question of who gets to make mistakes in America. Cashew said some truly horrible things in the Google Docs and texts that were made public. he used the N-word multiple times in books that I'm really good at typing in the N-word. Okay, like crack makes perfect. Kashub was also Jewish, also made derogatory comments about Jews. Kashub has said he is embarrassed by his comments and has since matured. We were 16-year-olds making idiotic comments, using callous and inflammatory language in an effort to be extremely shocking as possible. I want to be clear that the comments I made are not indicative of who I am or who I've become in the years since. Okay? But we all have said stupid things and regret. I'm sure none of us would like to be the things we did at 16 or said. However, there's a big difference between callous and inflammatory language and blatant racist language, which is true. It's unsettling to see how many people are treating attacks as racist statements like they're no big deal. Like everyone says that sort of thing. Ben Shapiro, for example, tweeted, Harvard's all deaf, I don't know, sense of an insane crew standard no one could possibly meet. Really? When you consider not using the N-word as a crew standard no one could possibly meet, you're truly telling on yourself. Okay? Now, Ben Shapiro is a popular Canadian, I think he's a, I don't know if he's from Canada or something like that, but I think he's a conservative, like, popular personality. Now, America is forgiving of youthful mistakes made by guys like Brett Kavanaugh. It's forgiving of guys like Brock Turner. It's forgiving of guys like Colin Kaepernick. It's not, however, forgiving of guys like Tamir Rice or Trayvon Martin. It's not forgiving of guys like Khalid Browder, who was at the Rikers. Near season 30, I was there when he was 16 and he was feeling about that. Broward spent 3 years away in South and Rikers Island half of the time in South Turkey. Finally, he was 76 raised Belmont. When he was eventually brought to a trial, a judge dismissed all charges against him. 2 years later, Broward killed himself. Okay, so let's do this. Shout out to Tony Davis for the super chat. Now, let's see if we got you guys in the queue. We got one guy in the queue from Britain. Let's see what we got. What's going on, brother?
Yo. Not much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Who is this? Frankie Boy.
Frankie Boy. What up, Frankie Boy?
Not much. Okay, look. Here's the issue, right? Given the history of racism, the opportunity that's afforded going to a school like Harvard, you're not talking about community college. You are talking about the highest esteemed institution that there is. Anybody who goes there is likely to be in a position of an employer, essentially. They'll be giving other people jobs. They'll be interviewing people for jobs. Are you prepared to now be interviewed by a person who does not view you as an equal? Let me ask you that question.
Are you asking me that?
Yes, I am. Yes.
I don't have a dog in the fight, so I don't know how you're asking me. I'm just hosting the show.
Okay. I can tell you that it is completely unacceptable. Anybody that utters that does not have the right to be accepted. Of course, people make mistakes, but given what I'm sure you've experienced as a black man, what every black person has experienced, if you support anybody that utters that word getting into a position of power, it means you are not taking yourself seriously and you do not understand the effect that can have.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because some people may want to say his academic performance is what got him into Harvard. What does that have to do with his personal feelings or stuff like that?
Oh, okay, good. All right. I would argue that, fine, let's say that the academic performance should be the only criteria. What about if you look at the academic performance and the guy has a long criminal record, a long criminal history, he will make the other students unsafe, he's likely to commit crimes. Let's say that was in the past, etc., but it shows his character. Why does, for example, medical, like, you know, doctors, you're a doctor, you would have to go through a like, you know, character and fitness assessment before they give you your you know, license, right?
Right.
Why do they do things like that then? So why don't they just say, okay, well, like, this guy's a genius, he can be a doctor. They do things like that because they have to ensure that the general public are going to be safe. They will not be safe around a person who shows he has no respect for other people. That's why they don't want him in that community, because you have a lot of, you know, freedom in the in the university environment. So they have to ensure that other students feel safe, that a productive, safe environment is going to be created. I have no time for people to utter those words. I just don't, man. I just don't.
Okay, but even if the guy is, let's say, 16 years old, shout out to Ill Will, but, you know, have you ever made such statements with your friends? And, you know, you didn't mean you're just talking shit with people and stuff like that. Does that happen also?
Not in the context of what he is alleged to say, obviously, because, like, you know, I guess we're from different backgrounds, so you get that point. But I guess what you're saying is, has a child ever made an inappropriate comment? We're not talking about inappropriate comments. We are talking about specifically racist comments. That is a different standard, a different level. You know, you have to, I mean, how can anybody have any like, you know, how can you feel like sorry for a person that does that, especially given the strides that have to be made and have not yet been made in the black community? If you look at the unemployment rate of black people, if you look at the incarceration rate, if you look at the whole history of what it is to be black, and you're saying that, okay, well, he made a few comments, that's okay, put him in the most powerful institution in the world where he will be an employer one day, he could end up a billionaire. That's the kind of power that you want to give a person that thinks like that. By the way, not everybody mumbles the N-word on a group chat. Not everybody is like that. It doesn't mean like the whole world is like that. Why not try and select the best, select people with good character to get to that position? It's not, you know, there's no right to go to a good institution. There are thousands, like, you know, tens of thousands of people that will apply. Not everybody can get in. Why can't they give the right person with the right character, the right background, the kind of person that will make other people feel secure in that environment?
Okay.
Like, I also want to say this. I'll just give you an example, right? There are lots of black kids that will go to school surrounded by, like, you know, who are, let's say, the only black kid in class. And they can be bullied relentlessly, to the point that it completely devalues the quality of life, completely. That can happen in several different, forums, in school, wherever. Why the hell would you want a person to like experience that even at the university? How do you know that he's not going to echo that same sentiment that he thought before? How do you know that he will not say those same things? How do you know that he will not even be worse? Just because there's a record of what he said before, how do you know that he's now changed and he's now like, okay, he will never say these things again? How do you know that?
Mm-hmm. No, that's pretty true. That's pretty true. Let me do this.
It's not a joke, man. Racism is not a joke. It's just not.
Okay.
It's just not. I don't have time for anybody that echoes those words, echoes that sentiment. I don't have time for that. I really don't. I really don't.
Okay. Let me do that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please continue. Sorry.
No, what were you going
to say? The last thing I'll say is that the community has to take a stand. There are other people, there are other groups that if you say anything bad about them, that's it for you. No job, no, like, you know, future, no career. We have to respect ourselves and have enough pride to say, look, you can't treat me like that. That's all I wanted, you know, to say. You can't be overly forgiving all the time.
Okay.
You cannot do that.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Good point. Let me do this. Let me shout out to everybody in the chat. Let me go ahead and go to 612. I think it's Minnesota. You're on the air. What's going on, 612?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? If I could offer maybe a different perspective on this matter, in the sense of sometimes you got to look at it and say, at the end of the day, we're talking about a young kid here. And if you know most cases, when we talk about young people, we have people who commit crimes when they're juveniles, and they seal their records, and they don't hold their records against them once they become adults. The reason that we have that in our court system is there's a general understanding that young people, especially young men, a lot of times say dumb things, do dumb things, and make bad mistakes that when they're older, they wouldn't have made because of lack of maturity or whatever their understanding was. This is the case for a lot of young men. And so as a society, we generally have this idea. We try to create second chances, which is why when you're juvenile, if you commit crimes, even if they're felonies, they get sealed. They don't get held against you when you become an adult. And so in this case, I feel like the same thing should be the case. We're talking about a young kid who probably just did something dumb, which a lot of young kids do, say stupid stuff. And I'm sure, you know, when he's 21, 24, who knows for all we know, when he's older and more mature, he would look back and say, that was dumb of me. And to assume that because someone did something wrong, if they apologize, you can't also assume that they're always going to be that wrong or hold something against somebody forever. If somebody apologizes and they say that, at the end of the day, you should at least give people the benefit of the doubt. That's my thing. I feel like that's just how we should treat people in general.
So let me ask you this, though, because, you know, as far as being a 16-year-old, in some states, people that are 16 can get tried for as an adult for a crime and things like that. I mean, this is, you know, blatant racism, you know, for some child's a big dude. Blatant racism and things like that. You don't think that this is something that he should be punished for?
So when you talk about 15-year-olds getting charged as adults, that's only with things like murder or like we're talking about serious crimes, right? That's not just anything. We're not talking about a kid getting busted with a dime bag of weed or something. We're talking about if they killed someone. Like there was a case where there was three young people. I think they were like between the ages of 15 and 17. And they went in, broke into a house. There were two elderly people that lived there. They killed them. They raped the woman, and then they killed her and her husband. And then they got tried as adults. Now that's a crime. We would agree they should have been tried as adults just off what they did, right? So it depends on the situation. So we got to put that in context. So most crimes, though, if you as a young person, unless it's a really, really serious felony, once you turn 18, they seal your records and it doesn't count against you at all. That's just standard practice, you know, and I know people like that. So you got to take that into consideration. So if we're willing to do that legally for people who committed crimes, which to me, I don't know where you would compare making a racist statement or joke to committing an actual criminal offense like robbing somebody or being involved in drug dealing or gangbanging or whatever. But that's just as bad to me because saying something bad about people is just as bad as actually hurting and harming people. So you got to consider that as well.
Okay. Let me do this. Anybody who disagrees with this caller, stay on the line. I have my brother from London on. But, guys, you can call him on. Shout out to Big Dude. We'll be rocking on Friday. Malcolm White. Luke, I'll say thank you, brother. So anybody that wants to call in and challenge what he has to say, I will let you call in and you talk directly to the caller online. Don't hang up. George, calm down. So, now here's what's interesting, guys. This dude, Kyle, he had like three academic scholarships. So what happened is because he wanted to go to Harvard, and if you think about the, school typically starts somewhere like in August or September. He's already rescinded the other offers thinking that he was going to Harvard. Now he's trying to contact those schools because he can't go to Harvard. He's been accepted, but he can't attend because Harvard has rescinded their offer. So not only can he not attend Harvard, what has happened is the other schools that he has declined to go to, they have already given those scholarships to other students. So now he doesn't have anywhere to go to college at instead of like the local community college. So now he doesn't have anywhere to go to school at right now. Okay. So not only is he impacted because of this, like maybe this would have happened a little bit earlier. Shout out to Josh Quick. Happy Juneteenth. If this would have happened a little bit earlier, what up, Evan Morgan, my brother? It would have been a little bit better for God, right? Because it would have been a little bit. He had time to, you know, sort things out and weigh the options. But now the guy, like, absolutely has nowhere to go. For some of the top choices that he wanted to go to. So is that fair? Should Harvard have told him, like, a little bit ahead of time? Well, let's see. If we got any callers on the queue, we don't. Guys, call in 646-668-2519. 646-668-2519. Let me bring your brother back on from 612. Brother, there are some people in the chat, man, that I don't know if you can read the chat right now, but there's some people saying some pretty interesting things about you, man. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe you don't hear cooning like that. How does he feel that way? There's a guy in a suit coat named George Mann. What would you want to say to these people, man, that are disagreeing with what you're talking about?
No, I mean, as far as, like, any personal insults, stuff like that, I don't care about that kind of stuff. That's typical for people when they disagree with someone. If you got an issue with what I say, make an argument against what I'm saying, and I can address those points. But if you want to get into, like, taking personal shots, I can care less. I don't mean nothing to me. Because if I see you in person, you won't say that to me. I know that. So if they have any points that they want to make, like, if they disagree with me, let me know what they say and I can respond to it because I can't read what they're saying. So if they're making a counterpoint and you want me to respond to it, I can do that.
Okay, let's do that. Let's call in. I'm pretty sure we'll get some callers in here. Just waiting. But let me ask you this, though. Do you think that if Harvard was to have did this, because the guy is going to lose his ability to go to the other schools. He had a full ride to George Washington and other places like that. Do you think that Harvard should have took, maybe the timing on this was unfair to the guy? Do you think this was it? You there? Hello?
Yep. Hello?
You there, brother?
Yeah, sorry about that. It was breaking up. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, 305, call back. 305 was on the air. Call back 305. Harvard, he had some other scholarship offers, and now he's not able to contact these schools. What do you think about that? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the way I look at it is this, is that for someone who does something wrong or something bad when they're younger, it shouldn't mean that they should lose their means of, you know, again, they're trying to change their life or earn their livelihood. Like, this is the same argument I used to make back when Michael Vick did what he did with the whole dog situation.
Right? Looks like the police is holding back. So let me do this. I'm waiting for some more calls. If I don't get no calls in the next 5 minutes, man, I'm shutting down the call queue. Shutting down the call queue, and we're going to take the people on the panel. So I'm trying to get. What up, Lila? I'm only going to be on for another 30, 45 minutes, nigga. Y'all niggas going to call in. I ain't got time for you niggas all day. George, call into the show.
He can go to the college. All right, let's see if you do.
Brother, you here? You here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You here?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Right. No, what I was trying to say there was this is the same argument I made for Michael Vick when he came back out of jail and everyone was saying that he didn't deserve to get back in the NFL because of what he did. And so my argument applies the same then as far as people deserve a second chance or we shouldn't hold what someone does wrong and then allow that to just destroy their life. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand today we got this outrage culture that's like the minute someone does something even slightly wrong, you just want to bury that person and just ruin their life for good. And I'm not with that, man. because I was someone in my life, like, I was a convicted felon myself, and I had to get a second chance in my life. And so who am I to turn around and then point the finger at somebody else who did something wrong and say they don't deserve a second chance in life either? It's just, that'd be hypocritical.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right, see. No, I mean, that's a good point. Being in that situation, have you been looked down upon, you know, in certain, you know, experiences, like you getting jobs and getting employment? Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, early on it did. I mean, by the grace of God, now I got my own business and I was able to get things right and, you know, deal with my record and everything. But I can understand, as far as, you know, that's why I defended Vic the way I did, because I understand what it's like when you do something wrong. And then even when you're trying to do right, you don't want to, you know, you feel bad about what you did and you're trying to do the right thing going forward, people will always hold what you've done in the past against you, no matter what, even if you're sincere in your desire to change and do better. And so
we have
a society now that's what they want. It's like they want blood, and it's like they don't want you to ever get a chance to try to redeem yourself or make better. So I'm not with that.
Okay, let me do this. Let me see what we got. Area code 323. 323, you're on the line with O'Shea. Thank you for calling in. What's going on tonight?
Hey, O'Shea. Yeah, man, I totally disagree with this brother. He's one of those black folks that white people will gouge out their eyes and he'll be willing to turn the other cheek. No, I'm not for that. If you say something against Jews, you're going to get punished. And he should get punished and his life should be ruined. There's one thing about saying inappropriate stuff as a child, but what he said was completely racist. There's no excuse for that. It's just like how if you say something anti-Semitic, Jews ain't going to forgive you. They're going to ruin your life. So we got to stop being the turn the other cheek kind of Negroes and retaliate. Strictly punishment, brother. Rewards and punishment. That's how I feel.
Okay, let me bring this brother back on the 612. Let me see what... Okay, brother, I'll let you guys talk together, man. He said... Oh, he actually hung up. Damn, we need to call back. Let's stay on the line, 623. Let me go to 773. 773, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Nyla.
What up, Nyla?
How you doing?
Man, white man, hold me back. What's going on?
Okay, so here's my my stance on this. I don't believe that he should be kept out of Harvard. And this is why. I think that this is like kind of a bait and switch type of thing, and they've been doing this for like the last couple of years, because we have this thing going on where liberals are doing what I call a mind fuck with black people and making them think that we're in this awesome post-racial society and that they're actually checking their people for being racist, and they're all they're all for making sure that they do the right thing and that they're politically correct and all this kind of stuff. But I think that they're only doing this so that when the pendulum swings back our way, that our tweets are used against us at jobs and our social media posts are starting to be used against us, because we've gotten the past with saying stuff like cracker and stuff like that online. They don't really come after us for saying racist stuff. But I think that pendulum is going to swing back, and it's going to backfire on us. And I think that getting emotional about a white boy saying some stuff like that is just dumb. I mean, you should have an understanding that that's how white boys talk anyway, so you shouldn't be bothered. You shouldn't want them censored, because censoring them means they're censoring you. And we don't need any more reason for them to have any reason to discriminate against us or hold us back in any way. So I say, let them say what the fuck they want to say, because I want to be able to say what I want to say, and I know you want to say what you want to say. I don't believe in censorship.
You know, well, let me ask you this, because, well, somebody might say, well, if they let him say what they want to say, and Harvard associates themselves with people like this in this society, then it's going to embolden other people to do that, and then maybe that emboldening can turn to that hate speech, emboldening can turn into other things, maybe not just black people, but it might start affecting gays. It might start affecting all these other groups if Harvard associates with that. What do you say about the kind of snowball effect that maybe it can lead to?
Well, I think that the snowball effect is bullshit. I think that what's happening is these things are highlighted more, so there's an understanding that racists are all of a sudden emboldened. That's bullshit. People who have been racist have always been. That's why usually when they dig up tweets, they're from like 2012 or 2009. They're old, right? These people have always said what they wanted to say. But now that the establishment is using our emotions against us and they found a way to somewhat monetize and sensationalize what our plight is, they're using it against us. So I don't believe in no emboldened stuff. I think people are doing what they always have done. The reporting level is just different. Like, there have always been barbecue Becky's. There's always been those people. But what's different is now there's cameras and now there's a vested interest in fake embarrassing racists publicly online. But that's only so that they can come back and eventually do the same thing to us, because they have us thinking, well, some of us, that we're in this extreme post-racial society. But I want you to think about something. Remember, like, about 5 or 6 months ago, there was this, I know she was from an African country, but she was a model. She went to a, she went to something, she worked for some agency, and I think she went to, like, not a Trump rally, but she went to some black conservative thing that was held at the White House. She was fired by white people at her job for attending a black conservative thing. Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean when I talk about that pendulum. This is a setup and bullshit because black folks are emotional about racism and about stuff like that. This is just so they can come back and make us shut the fuck up when we have valid reasons to say, you know, when we want to say stuff, and to come back and say, hey, did you know that in 2008, O'Shea said this about white men on social media? You know what I'm saying? This is just to come back and get us. That's all this. I don't believe nobody's more or less emboldened than they were 10 years ago. It's just now that they're sensationalizing it and people are emotional.
That's a good point. Let me go ahead and George Mason. This is bullshit. I disagree. All right, let me go ahead and give the class guy for 9-1. I see he called back in. Let me go to 708. 708, you're on the air with your boy O'Shea. What's going on, brother?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
What's going on?
No, I just want to piggyback off of what the sister said, because first off, I just want to get the record straight that I don't feel sorry for him. Like, if this would have happened to the Jews would not be trying to turn the other cheek, trying to say he was young and accept his apology, even if he did. I'm not sure if he apologized. But we need to stop being the forgive and forget people. However, I think it was last year, Kevin Hart had a thing where he was not able to host the Grammys because of a homophobic tweet or a homophobic tweets he made like 8 years ago. And they knew about that. So if we allow the narrative to be where you can say something and 8 years, 10 years later, it comes back to bite you in the ass and to ruin your life, if we allow that to start happening to white people, then now it'll start happening to black people too. What they like to do is they like to have it happen to a few white people, and then it's going to happen, it's going to be for the majority of black people. They're going to apply it solely to black people later and say, well, we did it to white people first, so it's not racist. It doesn't have anything to do with racism. If we allow this to emotionally trick us into co-signing, ruining somebody's life, then they're going to use it against us. Now, I'm not trying to say we should forgive him. He was young. He probably still feels the same thing. I don't know if he apologized for what he said. However, I feel like if we – he did? Okay, well, kudos to that. You know, I mean, he was young. I'm not trying to say, you know, he should be crucified or anything like that. However, I feel like if we allow you to get kicked out of school for something you made, which they probably already knew, this is just them making, like, white sacrifices. which they do, they make white sacrifices, and they take a few white people down. So when they come only for black people, we can't say it's about race, or they can at least have an excuse that it's not about race because they did it to some white people before. So that's, I feel like we really need to look at this with hindsight.
Okay. Let me do this, brother. Thank you for calling in. Let me go to 267. 267,
hello?
You're on the air. What's up? Hold
on
a second. What's up, dude?
Man, what the fuck is going on with my people, man? Listen, man. Listen, they've been doing shit to us, and we ain't been getting the benefit of the doubt forever. We ain't got no reason to be afraid. Get that motherfucker. Don't let him go to school. Let him be in all kinds of trouble. I don't have no remorse for him. I don't feel sorry for him. The same motherfuckers that come on this platform that don't want to give black women a chance, that want to go MGTOW now or something, want to give a fucking cracker the benefit of the doubt because he was 16.
Yeah, brother,
and I'm
brother,
not
brother,
trying to.
Listen.
Watch this, right?
Yeah,
this is the whole thing.
Okay.
It's funny that we're saying that. Well, this is going to open up the floodgates for them to treat us a certain way. Well, first of all, the Me Too movement, black men is getting accused of everything, getting locked up, going to jail. We got black men in fucking prisons because mandatory fucking minimums. Now, and now all of a sudden they're creating laws to let us out after 30 fucking years. You got black men in prison for so much shit that they, white people never fucking came and said, you know what, it's been 40 years. We feel bad, let's let them out. We got our fucking freedom fighters, all kinds of shit. All of a sudden, we're saying, well, we shouldn't do this because this is going to open up the fucking floodgates for them to treat us a certain way. They've been treating us a fucking certain way since we met these motherfuckers. At what point is we going to be blacks first, unapologetically fuck them? Because that's how they are towards us. When do they ever forgive us for anything we do? Ever. Like, what is wrong with us? Fuck him. He said some racially insensitive shit towards my fucking people, and he's trying to get into Harvard where he can be in a position of power in the future? Now, listen, you can go to fucking school and go get you a job. You can't go there. They said no. So if the white man said no, why the fuck is we trying to defend him? They said no. That's it. Like, what more can the white man do to us that he hasn't fucking done? My name is George Megan, for crying out loud. And we talking about something what they might do to us? They already doing it. Listen, we got to learn to get unapologetic, man, and learn how to just stand up, man. I just don't understand our fucking people. Like, he can say nigga, so my thing is, we don't even forgive each other. Look at the way we treat each other on YouTube and the way we go after each other. But we on here saying, oh, he was 16. But we'll call motherfuckers and pookies and ray-ray thugs and criminals in the fucking hood. But you bitch niggas is on here talking about some, we should forgive that fucking Jew. Fuck that Jew. That's what he said to us. What's wrong with us?
That just made it a Patreon episode.
Huh?
We can't keep this episode up no more. We got to keep that. So, thank you, George.
Man.
Taking the
You sound far away.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear you that good.
Yeah, now
all
I'm
saying.
Go ahead.
All I'm saying is we criminalize our own. And we look at each other through the same stereotypical lens the white man look at us through. I'm sitting here on YouTube for years listening to how we treat each other. Now we got black people on here saying we shouldn't allow this to happen because they're going to do worse things to us. You got black people on here saying he was 16. This man, come on, man. It's a 16-year-old outside right now making a bad decision. But niggas will call him a pookie and a ray-ray and a criminal. He raised by a single mom. We don't give each other the benefit of the doubt. What the fuck is wrong with my people, man? God damn, fuck that cracker. Y'all crazy,
all
man.
Right, George. Okay, hold on, George. Let's go to the living caller. 719. Hold on a second. Let's go to 719. What's going on? 719, you're there.
In the
yo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Hey, I just want
yes,
to say I fully agree with George. I don't normally agree with him on the panels, but today I fully agree with George. And I feel like this. If you ever been recruited by a coach, if you act like an asshole in your recruiting trip, then you don't end up on the team. So that's the life is the recruiting trip to go to the ultimate schools, Ivy League, Harvard, and he was an ass, so he ain't on the team. And like George said, if the white man said no, nigga, why are you defending this nigga? They're like, the white man said no. So I'm damn sure not going to say, oh, yeah, let them in. Fuck that. I do understand that girl's point of view, though. And I do think they're playing games. And I want to ask y'all a question. Do you think that this got some kind of spin with what Mitch McConnell said? And then today with the congressional hearing where people were, like, kind of saying that we, like, post-racial America. You know what I'm saying? This kind of brought that back up. Like, is it ironic that this came out right now after the bullshit in the past 24 hours? That's something to think about. So I understand what that girl was saying, but I fully agree with George on this. I'm like, I can't defend this person. You can't. You can't. You can't. He's already said what he said, this person that has publicity, he's a right-wing spokesman. I didn't even know who this dude was. I read an article while you was talking. This dude was a right-wing spokesman for gun activism after the Parkland, after they shot up the school. And so he's cut from that cloth of that group that's saying fuck the Jews and nigger, 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 nigger. He's the one on the internet playing Call of Duty, getting in people's ears saying that shit. Pent-up aggression and shit. You don't need this man in Harvard. George hit it right on the head. Well, and he's going to go to Harvard and end up being in a position of power where he can discriminate on people like that look like us? Come on, man. This you can't defend that. That is ultimate coonery right there. It's ultimate coonery if you defend that.
Wouldn't it be crazy if he ends up going to a black college though?
if he goes to a black college to find out who he is, he won't be able to withstand that. He won't be able to withstand coming in contact. From the article that I read, it said that he even reached out to Harvard's diversity department. You know, like when you go to college, it's a multicultural center where all the ethnic kids hang out, or, you know, they do, like, you know, Hawaiian Day or fucking Mexican Month or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He reached out to them and in private to, you know, basically try to say, you know, I don't know, make his plea for his entry into that school. So it tarnishes their group. I hope that a whole bunch of other liberal friends end up exposing some of these racist, closet racists, and start taking their ass out. I doubt it's going to happen, but, I mean, you can't defend that. He don't need any school that accepts him. That shit is – he almost might be tarnished goods. They were saying he's going to go to community college. Tarnished goods.
Who would take him, though, man? Like, that's the thing. Like, what college –
Liberty University will take him.
Liberty University.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Liberty,
like,
University is also, like, right wing. You know what I'm saying? That's where Ben Shapiro and them speak and all that. That's what they do. Ben Shapiro, all them right wing, you know, kind of Jordan Peterson kind of fringe network, alt-right kind of weird. That's what he fit. He fit that. You know what I'm saying? And George hit it right on the head. I don't normally agree with George, but tonight he hit it on the money. Like, you can't defend that. He's gonna graduate from Harvard, the most elite school in this country, and be a CEO or some type of managerial, whatever the fuck this shit gonna be. And he's gonna be in charge of hiring and firing. He's gonna make sure niggas like us to never get in them positions. And these people are already here. But this is the thing, though. We had a governor. There's so much shit happened over the weeks. We had a governor that had blackface with a KKK man in his medical book, and that nigga's still fucking governor right now. So in theory, is anything going to happen to these people, or we just talk about it? I mean, it's fun to talk about it, but is anything really going to happen to these people?
No.
Probably not.
Right. All right, but let me go to some good points. Let me go to area code 419. 419, you're on the air. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, Jose?
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, my thing is this: is that we giving this guy a pass, and you need to look up this article in Ohio, where the white girl named Lakeisha, and she talked about how we don't get a pass by a name like Jamal. they look at applications. How many people applied to Harvard and had a black name and didn't get accepted? And it comes to a point where I have to agree with this guy. I'm not giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. Because you know what, man? I work for a company where I'm an affirmative action hire. I make a lot of money. But the reason I got in that company because I was black. They had to hire some black people eventually.
Okay.
And we don't want to look at that as black people and say that, you know what, it's kind of like I love my master. I mean, you know what, man? I don't care if that guy's house burns down. You shouldn't have said that. We have said far less. We don't have to say anything and not get in. We can have just a name like Jamal.
No,
and we don't want to look at that. And I mean, when I hear a black person saying, "Oh, he should get in, he should get in, he should get in," it makes me think of a question I posed to some black people about reparations before I hang up. Mm-hmm. I asked a brother this. If they offered you $3 million in reparations, and the stipulation to the reparations is that you have to go live in a black state, would you take it? A majority of black people would not take it. The ones saying some stuff like, hey, majority won't. Black people, I will say, O'Shea, we are just mentally, we got mentally destroyed with slavery, segregation. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And I see a lot of brothers, like his brother say, dogging out black women. They red pill, they MGTOW. They got all this bad stuff to say about black women, but don't got nothing bad to say about a white boy calling you a nigga. And how many times would you know when this white boy I work with told me this? He says, Marvin, even the most Uncle Tom black dude, you know what it's like? He says this. You know what it's like to be called when you leave the room? How many times have you just left the room and you knew they were going to talk about you? And that could be liberal white people, conservative white people. They're all the same. And brothers don't want, black people don't want to admit that. I'm just black. I'm not Republican. I'm not Democrat. Because when it comes down to it, these people live in the same neighborhood. They go to the same schools. The people at Harvard can care less about you. You know, a lot of the American blacks, they want the foreign blacks anyway because they think they're going to be less threatening. You know what? That dude is going to have a good life regardless of where he goes to school at. How many folks ain't calling that nigga right now? That's true. He's going to have a good life regardless. But you can have a name like Jamal or Lakeisha. I want you to go look at that article. White girl Lakeisha, bartender, Ohio, talks about how they think she black. I might have to send that article to you. You know what I'm saying? And we got, what you said?
Yes, send it to me, please.
Okay. But that's all I have to say, brother, man. I like your show. And we can just go from there, all right?
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in, brother. I really, really appreciate that. Let me go to, I think this is Uncle Gary, man. 416. What's up, man?
How you doing, little brother?
What's up, Uncle Gary? Shout out to the rapper. You're Toronto, right?
Oh, yeah. I told you before, didn't I? Okay, I listened to your guys' conversation about what the white kid said and how he's being racist and stuff. First of all, let's clear up a few things. There's no such thing as racism. Everybody's one race, whether you're black, white, Indian, or Chinese. We all have different ethnicity. Now, I don't know where the word police came from because I grew up in a different time, sticks and stones. Now, people are using words. Same words. If you say I call a white guy a honky or a black, or a white guy calls me a nigger, that's hate speech. There's no real thing as hate speech. People are becoming like, as I say, thin-skinned. You're from down south or down west. You ever heard of a game called the Dozens?
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay. Do you think we can play the Dozens today?
Not really, not as much as we used to,
know. Okay, when I'm growing up, we used to say, your mama this, your mama that. Can you tell a black man today, your mama? Or he'll shoot you for that. Well, I think people are making words get too powerful. Because I'm not from America. I'm originally from Jamaica. But you guys have a thing called the First Amendment, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is that freedom of speech?
Yes, it is.
So why is there laws about freedom of speech now? Isn't that an oxymoron?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so with all the brothers, oh, this black, this white guy, they should do this to him. Here, let me make you know. The day that we all, well, we're here now, that people are losing everything they got for words, what's going to happen in 10 years? If you say shit, you go to jail?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a little ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, one could consider it to be a little ridiculous, but you're really getting the tech pissed off right now. So, Gary, so let me see. So you think it is your position then that he should be allowed, he should not be disallowed to get into Harvard?
You should not be disallowed to do anything for what you say. You should be disallowed for what you do, not what you say. It's ridiculous nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I don't like gay people, you're going to disallow me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the choice to like who I like?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a little ridiculous?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. What's the best college in Canada?
We have a college called Western, which is one of the best medical colleges in the world.
What about McGill? Is McGill University, like, really up there, too, right?
Yeah, another one. They're in the top 10 of colleges in the world.
So, would something like this happen in Canada at McGill University?
Well, of course it would. That's where we're at now. Words. We're in the, I guess, everything's changed. What you say now, it's not what you do anymore. It's just like a guy saying, I got 10 bitches. He can't prove it to you, but he said it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know why words, and that's, I feel bad for the younger black people today because words trigger them. People are actually angry because a white boy said nigger. When every black person in America now says it like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When I'm from, if you use that word, whether black, white, Indian, or Chinese, you'd be beaten to death. But now you say, oh, we're saying it as a sign of respect. You know my nigga, which is crazy. And nobody gonna talk about saying something like that. As a black person, another black person calling another black person a coon. What kind of stupidness is that? You know what I mean? So as all these people are saying now they're pro-black or whatever the case may be, they use the same words that they used to use when they used to degrade black people on black people. Don't you think that's a little worse than a white boy where you know already he don't like you? He gonna use this word.
So what you're saying is black people use the N-word all the time and it doesn't matter. They actually are okay with it. But when a white person uses the N-word, then, you know, in this case, they want to, you know, act all upset about it. But
they're all offended.
They call them the,
which is, to me now, do you see how they got black people stupid in America now? Like, I have friends in America. I have friends all over, black people all over the world. I had a friend down, he's from Texas, and he said, yo, G, you're my nigga. I said, never, ever call me that. He said, you know what I mean? I said, no. Because it didn't change from meaning what it meant in 1960 to 2019 to me.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a nigger is somebody that's ignorant. I'm not ignorant. I know a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, remember me and your talk, I said, I don't like that word.
Because
it's stupid. But it's okay for us to call each other it. And, oh, no, no, it's not the ER, it's the A. Well, let me give all of these little people a little bit of information. The A was about the same time. Because I was just down in the South, because most of the people in the South can't say ER. They use an A. So all these people that say, oh, we took this word. Well, why would you want a word like that?
Mm-hmm.
So for all the people that say, oh, the guy shouldn't go to here, shouldn't go to there, blah, 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 because he's white, he's Jew. He makes no difference. The difference is, how many kids is this little white kid going to kill? How many black kids do you think this little white kid's going to kill?
Probably none.
And how many do you think Joe Misha or this guy is going to fucking kill? Black people are focused on the wrong fucking thing, man.
Okay, don't hang up. Let me. I know some people here are going to be challenging what you have to say. So let me go to 702 Vegas in the building. It's funny. Toronto won the championship. They went to go party in Vegas, and it's funny we have Toronto now Vegas. What's up, Vegas? What's up, 702?
Yo, what's up, man? You can hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, yo, my name's Perio. I'm out here in Las Vegas. So this guy, definitely I don't feel bad for him for the situation that he is in. Like, I feel like he'll be fine. Matter of fact, he's probably going to be getting offers from other schools. Like, I mean, this kid was able to get in Harvard and a whole bunch of other schools. He's going to be all good. But my thing is, this is not really about us, black people. I mean, this is not a win for us. You feel me? Like, what did we do? So it's not like we went up to Harvard. You know, we sent our leaders from our community up to Harvard, found out about this Twitter thing, this text or whatever. Sent our leaders up there and was like, yo, you got Cal, whatever his last name is, application for him. Okay, he did this. So if you let him in, that's gonna be messed up or whatever, like there's some kind of backlash because of the black community. This is about the times we live in. Everybody is being called out on different shit nowadays, you know, like you can't really be just saying anything no more. But we didn't do anything. Black people didn't do anything to make this happen. This just happened by itself because of the times we live in, and Harvard is probably checking social media, stuff like that. You got some guy that's an obvious racist. It's a little bit of a risk to let that come up there. So they had to do what they had to do. But we didn't have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let me do this. Let me get the other. Are you from Vegas originally, or are you from somewhere else?
Originally, I'm from Carolina.
Carolina. Okay. Let me go ahead on to 901. You on the air? What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ty.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, I think that just like the previous caller said, man, there's always like when you're like trying to apply someplace or you're like going to school, like people always going to check your social media and stuff like that. So you always, mm-hmm. like that's always sort of taken into consideration. So, I mean, you got to have a balance. Like the lady that called in before that was like talking about how, you know, it might be used against black people. I think that, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to see things. It's sort of in the middle, you know, and I sort of agree with what George said, and I sort of agree with what the lady had said before. But I think that this is a case, like the previous caller said, where you just got to call things for what they are, and, you know, that's what employers and schools are doing these days. So I'm not really going to, like, lose any sleep about it, and I think that they made the right decision.
Well, I mean, do you think that because he apologized, he's only 16, that he should get a second chance?
I mean, would like an employer give anyone else a second chance that might have saw something else like controversial? No, I even though he apologized, I think that, you know, they did the right thing. And I also think he's probably just leaving it alone.
Okay. So let me do, I see RBR. Do not at me, whoever that is. Do not do that. All right. Let me go ahead and thank you for calling in, brother. All right. Let me do this. I'm willing to, since we don't have any more callers, who wants to do, I'll open up the panel. If there's Professor MGTOW, if I can get George, if I can get RBR, if I can get Nyla, I will send the link. If I get three out of those four people willing to come on. So we'll make it a hangout. But I will only do it for like 30, 40 minutes. So if you guys want me to send the link, we can go ahead and get it started. What up, Johnny Link? And yeah, man, I have to time you out. But don't ever add my name on here if I get my attention. Like, don't do that. All right, so I'll send out the link. RBR, Nyla, Professor MGTOW. Let me get my brother Professor MGTOW in on this if he's still here. Yeah, you got to get RBR on this because RBR, this is the perfect person. I might do a one-on-one with RBR on this one tomorrow. You got to have RBR on something like this. This is right up RBR. I'm surprised he didn't even do this. RBR, are you flipping, dog? Oh, right. So. Well, brother, George, that's a new child. All right. All right, so I basically, yeah. Let me go ahead, if you niggas ain't calling tonight, we'll do a little bit of a rumbling here. So let me go ahead and kill the show. Thanks for calling in, guys. Oh, let me go to 469 real quick. 469 while I'm waiting. All right, 469, what's up, brother? 469. Look conservative, I just... Hey, bro, you're on the line right now. Bro, you're on the line. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. The last call, bro. Try to make it quick because they're getting ready to come on in.
Yeah, all right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
All right, I'm just going to say I'm echoing. I'll just call back because I'm echoing. I'll get you on the next one.
Oh, okay, bro, okay. So let me go ahead and all right, that's in for the call. Man, sorry about the 804, but we go.